ओम आप्यायन्तु ममांगानि वाग् प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रम् अतो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदं माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्यां मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणम् अस्तु अनिराकरणं मे अस्तु तदात्मनि निरते स उपनिषत्सु धर्माः ते मयि सन्तु ओम शांति 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 श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम. सो इन द लास्ट वीक वी सा अप टू सेक्शन 5 ऑफ द सेकंड चैप्टर वेर द उपनिषद फॉर द गिव्स द वेरियस उपासनास फॉर द सीजंस ऋतु देवतास दैट वाज गिवन. Now we are going to see the upasanas for pashus, the animals, etc. today. Chapter 2, Section 6, Shashtakhandaha. Pasushu panchavidagumsamopasita ajahinkaraha avayaprastavaha gava udgitaha ashvapratiharaha purusho nidhanam bhavanti hasya pashavaha pashuman bhavati यतदेवं विद्वान् पशुषु पंचविधगुंसामोपास्ते. सो फाइव टाइप्स ऑफ एनिमल्स आर टेकन विच आर वाइडली यूज्ड दे आर डोमेस्टिकेटेड एनिमल्स. अजाह मीन्स गोट्स अवयह अवयह अविहि मीन्स शीप गावह काउस अश्वह अश्व इज हॉर्स अश्वाह एंड पुरुषह द ह्यूमन्स पुरुष इज आल्सो दे आल्सो हैव टू बी डोमेस्टिकेटेड नॉट टू बी वाइल्ड. So these five types of animals should be invoked upon the five Sama Bhaktis respectively. So there also we see the cows are invoked up on the Udgitaha, the highest, Udkrishta Avayavam. So cow is supposed to be Udkrishtaha. And finally humans are also included to remind us that we are also another type of animals only, perhaps the highest in the animal chain. For this upasana, the phalam is Pashuman Bhavati. One will have lot of pashus, that means cows, cattle and all that. Abhanti vitanvana kurvana chiramatmanaha vasaghum simamagavascha. Lot of abhanti homam. So lot of prosperity also. Therefore cow, aja, avi, etc. They give lot of food, clothing. And yaha yeta devam vidvan. This is the Palashruti for the Upasaka. Saptama Khandaha. Praneshu panchavidham parovariyasamopasita pranohinkaraha vakprastavaha chakshurudgitaha shrotram pratiharaha mano nidhanam parovariyagum siva etani parovariyohasya bhavati parovariyasohalokan jayati yayeta devam vidvan प्राणेषु पञ्चविधं परोवरीयसामोपास्ते इति तु पञ्चविधस्य. हियर द उपासना इज अपॉन द प्राणास दैट इज टेकन हियर. सो प्राण विषय उपासना एंड इन दिस कॉन्टेक्स्ट प्राण इंक्लूड्स पंच प्राणास एंड द इंद्रियास. सो द आइडिया इज व्हाट द स्क्रिप्चर्स से that the prana shakti or the life force alone is functioning in all organs. Therefore, the power of, you know, knowledge, the power in the jnanendriyam and the power of action in the karmendriyas and even the power of thinking in the mind, they are all prana shakti only. Therefore, prana shakti alone manifests in the form of in the jnanendriyas, in the karmendriyas and in the antakaranas. Because of that, all organs are called prana. Therefore, here prana upasita, all organs are taken, and in the upasana, it says parovariyaha, in a graded form, that is, each one of the later organ is superior to the former organ. And what are the organs taken here? Pranaha. Pranaha is the life force. Vak, the organ of speech. Chakshuhu, the eyes. Shrotram, ears. And finally, manaha, the mind. And here, each one of the later ones, that should be taken as parovariyaha. That is superior to prana. So superior to prana is vak, superior to vak is chakshu, etc. Why? The Upanishad does not say. But Shankaracharya says the range of the later one is wider. For example, prana functions in a limited range. Vak functions a bit wider than Chakshuhu, Shrotram and Manaha. That has got the greatest range. Because mind can get even Brahmajnanam. So mind is supposed to be Parovariyaha. Manasaheva anudrashtavyam yeshonuratma chetasaveditavyaha. We have seen this earlier. So they should be seen in the five avayavas respectively. That we are not mentioning it here, it is understood. Then what will be the phalam? Parovariyaha asya bhavat. He will become superior to all in knowledge, in glory, in wealth. So this is ihaloka phalam. And after maranam, one will go to superior lokas also. So parovariyasaha lokanjayati, swarga loka, brahma loka, etc. For whom? Yaha vidvan parovariyaha sama upaste. Then finally the Upanishad says, iti tu pancha vidasya. With this pancha avayava sama upasana is temporarily concluded. It will come later also. So pancha vidam, so pancha bhaktikam. Thus, with the seventh section, Pancha Vida Sama Upasana is temporarily concluded. Now, we will get the Sapta Vida Sama Upasana that we will read. Ashtama Khandaha. Atha Sapta Vidasyam Vachi Sapta Vidagum Sama Upasita Yat Kincha Vachaha Humiti Sahinkaraha Yat Preti Saprastavaha Yadeti Sa Adihi Yaduditi sa udgitaha, yad pratiti sa pratiharaha, yadupeti sa upadravaha, yanniti tan nidhanam, dugdes maivag doham, yovacho dohaha, annavananna do bhavati, ya yeta devam vidwan, vachi sapta vidagum samo paste. Sections 8, 9, and 10 that will be connected with sapta vidam samaha. Sapta Bhaktigam Samaha. So from the 11th section onwards, we will come back to the Pancha Bhaktigam Samaha again. So the Upanishad, that's why we said temporarily. So the Upanishad itself introduces Atam Sapta Vidasya. That means we have to complete it. Atam Sapta Vidasya Samnaha Upasanam Uchyate. So what are the seven bhaktis of Sama Mantra? They are not new ones. The first five are the previous ones only. Only two more are added here, so we need to only seven totally. The first five is what they are, what we have already seen, that Hinkaraha, Prastavaha, Udgitaha, Pratiharaha and Nidhanam. They are the five. Plus two more are added here, namely Adihi and Upadravaha. They are not added at the end, but in between. So we have to remember the order also. Adi comes between the second and third. And Upadrava comes between fourth and fifth. So what will be the order now for the seven? Hinkaraha, Prastava, Adihi, Udgita, Pratihara, Upadrava and Nidhanam. And thank God, there are not many upasanas on the seven. And the upasana is connected to Vak. Vak Vishayam Saptavida Sama Upasana. Here various letters are taken which are invoked on the seven bhaktis. What are the letters? Humkaraha. For Hinkara, Pra Iti Prastavaha. So, Humkaraha for Hinkaraha, Pra Iti Prastavaha, and then Yadeti is there. If split, it will be A, the third invoked in Adi, Yadeti. So, fourth is Ud. That Ud letter is invoked in Udgita. Then Pratihara, then we have Pratihi. So, for Upadrava, Upa. And finally, Ni iti nidhana. So in short, we take the first letter of each of them and invoke those devatas. So this is Vag Vishaya Saptavida Upasana. And what is the palam? Vag Doham Dugdhe. We have seen this already. By beautiful speech, whatever palam one can get, he will get all those palams. Kamam Dugdhe Viprahashatya Lakshmim. Kirtim Sute Durhrudo Yahinasti Shuddam Shantam Mataram Mangalanam Dhenum Diraha Sundrutam Vachana Vachamahuhu. So, nice speech is called Sundrutam Vak, pleasant speech, Mangalakaram. If one speaks nicely, what are the things he will get? Kamam Dugde, whatever one wants, one will get. Vipraharshati Alakshmim, Amangalam will go away. That is why they say at home, etc., don't speak wild language. Any word, anywhere I speak should be recordable. Savadhyam, Kirtim Sute, it gives fame. Durhrudo Yahinasti, Durhrud means opposite of Sukhrut. What is that? Sukhran Mitra Aryudasinam, Adhyastadveshya Bandushu. Enemies will be destroyed. They will change into friends by good words. Shuddham, Shantam, Mataram, Mangalanam. It gives Shuddhi, purity, Shanti, and Mangalanam, Mataram. It is the mother of all auspiciousness. And Denuhu, it is Kamadhenu. Denum, Diras, Sundrutam, Vachamahuhu. The speech has been given so much importance. It can give good or bad also. Lakshmir Vasati Jihvagre. Jihvagre Mitra Bandavaha. Bandhanam Chaiva Jihvagre. Jihvagre Maranam Dhruvam. On the tip of the tongue alone, Lakshmi, friends, relatives, Bandhanam, even Maranam, they are all there. Speech is very powerful. Here it is said, whatever are the benefits of beautiful, noble speech, this Upasaka will get all of them. Not only that, Annavan Annadaha Bhavati. This is the palam for Vak Upasana. Navama Khandaha. Athakalu Amum Adityagum Sapta Vidagum Samopasita Sarvada Samastena Sama Mam Pratiti Sarvena Samastena Sama Tasminimani Sarvani Bhutani Anvayatani Ti Vidyate Tasya Yat Purodayastahinkaraha Tadasya Pashavo Anvayataha Tasmatihi Vinkurvanti Hinkara Bhajino Hetasya Samnaha Atayat Pratamo Dite Saprastavaha Tadasya Manushya Anvayataha Tasmate prastuti kamaha prashagumsa kamaha prastava bhajino hetasya samnaha ata yat sangava vela yagum sa adihi tadasya vayagum si anvayatani tasmatan yantarikshe anarambani adhaya atmanam paripatanti adi bhajini hetasya samnaha Atayat samprati madhyandine savudgitaha tadasya deva anvayattaha tasmate sattamaha prajapatyanam udgita bhajino hetasya samnaha ata yadhurdvam madhyandinat praga pranatsa pratiharaha tadasya garba anvayattaha tasmate pratikritanavapadyante Pratihara bhajino hetasya samnaha Atha yedurdvam aparannatem Pragastamayatsavupadravaham Tadasya aranya anvayattaha Tasmate purusham drushtvam Kakshagum shvabramityupadravanti Upadrava bhajino hetasya samnaha Ataya pratama astamitetan nidhanam Tadasya pitaronvayattaha tasmata nidadatim nidhana bhajino hetasya samnaha evam khalu amumadityagum saptavidagum samopaste. Here aditya vishaya saptavida samopasana is prescribed. Various phases of the sun in one particular day itself is taken. Sometimes the phases in 12 months are taken. But here in a day itself. So from sunrise to sunset, and each one invoked in one bhakti. That is upasana. And before starting the upasana, the Upanishad glorifies Surya Bhagavan as Samaha. Samatvat Samaha. Surya Bhagavan is ever the same. In Saundarya Lahari, Shankaracharya talks about the moon giving light equally to all. Vaneva Harmyeva. Samakara Nipataha. But here the Upanishad talks about sun, Samaha, all times. But sun has no ups and downs or increase and decrease like moon. So it is samaha. Not only that, the Upanishad says, whoever looks at the sun, they all feel that sun is facing them only. From any place, they all say. So, mam prati, sun sees me only, indicating samatvam. And if Surya is samaha, then the various faces of Surya can be taken as sama avayavaha. That is the upasana. Okay, what are the seven faces now? Purodayaha, the face just before rising is called purodayaha. Udayat pura yaha bhavati saha, purodayaha. That is, the Upanishad knew that sun existed before rise also. And then prathamodayaha, just after rising, the reddish orb of the sun. Then sangava vela, the sun rays, they join the various things and beings, spreading of sunlight. And then madhyandinam, middle of the day, when sun is straight up. And then madhyandinat urdhvam, afternoon sun. Then aparannat urdhvam, after the afternoon, that is the evening, 4 p.m., 5 p.m., etc. And prathama astamidam, just after setting. Thus, starting from before rising and ending in after setting, seven phases. These seven phases are to be invoked in Hinkara, Prastava, Adhi, Udgita, Pratihara, Upadrava, and Nidanam, respectively. The seven bhaktis. This is the essence of the whole section. Then we may wonder why it is so big. Through this section, another thing also is mentioned. Certain beings, animals, etc. are also associated with each one of these faces. And what are they? Purodayaha, Purodaya Adityaha, associated with pashus, domestic animals, cows, etc. They are associated. The Upanishad says, those pashus, etc., they depend on that face. They start hinkara noise at that time. Then prathamodayaha is associated with manushyas. Prastava means praising. Humans, they always like praise. And shangava vela, vayamsi, birds are associated with that time. Adi is the bhakti. The Upanishad gives a reason. Birds lift themselves and fly. Adatte iti adihi. And madhyandinam, devas. Udgita bhakti for that. So sun is up above, udgitam is also up, and devas also are up above. And madhyandinat urdhvam, afternoon, garbaha, the child in the womb, they are dependent on that face of the sun. Pratihara is the sama avayava, holding up the children which are held up in the womb by the mother. Aparannat urdhvam, aranyaha, wild animals, they all depend on that. The bhakti is upadrava bhakti. So, upadravati, they run away seeing wilder animals out of fear. So, upadravanti. And prathama astamidam, pitaraha. They are the pitrus. The bhakti is nidhana. End is, that is the end. So, pitrus are those that are ended. Nidhanam, maranam, nidhanapataye namaha. So, all these connected with the seven sama bhaktis. And what is the palashruti for this? That is not mentioned here. Yada yata upaste tadeva bhavati. That we know the universal rule. So, surya upasanayam surya anugraha bhavati. The person will get the blessings of surya devata. And in the 10th section, we get another saptavida sama upasana called atma sammita upasana. Dashama khandaha. Let us read. Athakalu atma sammitamati mrityum saptavidagam samopasitam hinkara iti traksharam prastava iti traksharam tatsamam adiriti vyaksharam pratihara iti chaturaksharam tataihaikam tatsamam udgita iti traksharam upadrava iti chaturaksharam tribhi samam bhavati aksharamati shishyate traksharam tatsamam nidhanamiti traksharam tatsamameva bhavati tani hava etani tvabigumshati raksharani ఏకభిగుం సత్యాదిత్యం ఆప్నోత్ ఏకభిగుంశో వాయితః అసావాదిత్యః ద్వాభిగుంశేన పరమాదిత్యాన్ జయతి తన్నాకం తద్విశోకం ఆప్నోతిహ ఆదిత్యస్య జయం పరోహ అస్య ఆదిత్య జయాజ్యయో భవతి య ఏతదేవం విద్వాన్ ఆత్మసంమితమతి మృత్యు సప్తవిధగుం సామోపాస్తే సామోపాస్తే. దిస్ ఈస్ ఆల్సో సప్తవిధ సామ ఉపాసన నేమ్డ్ యాజ్ ఆత్మ సంమితం. వై ద నేమ్? హియర్ ద సెవెన్ భక్తీస్ ఆఫ్ సామాస్ ఆర్ డివైడెడ్ ఇన్ టు ఈక్వల్ పోర్షన్స్ ఆఫ్ త్రీ లెటర్స్ ఈచ్. So if we add the number of letters of seven bhaktis, we get a total of 22 letters. We will see how that is later. And of these 22, we divide 3 into each group and one letter will be left out, and that remaining one letter also will be seen as equal to 3 letters. Sammitam, samyak mitam, well measured, well apportioned. Atma is reflexive pronoun. Within itself, that is within the seven bhaktis, Atma Sammitam, the seven bhaktis are well apportioned among themselves. How? It is done by dividing it in by three. So thus, Hinkaraha, which becomes one group of three letters. Prastavaha, which becomes one group of three letters. And Adihi has one with two letters. That is two letters only. And the Pratiharaha has four letters. So we add the pra of this Pratihara and add it to the third, the Adi. Says that then it becomes what? Adi pra. Becomes three letters. Will be one group of three letters. And the next one will be, instead of Pratihara, pra is taken there. So Tihara will remain. That will be the next group. Then Udgita, it has three letters. And Upadrava, that is, they take the first three, Upadra, that is one group, and the excess letter is Va, Upadrava, Va, and Nidanam has three letters. So, next group. And what are the seven groups now? Hinkara, Prastava, Adipra, Tihara, Udgita, Upadra, and Nidanam. And the excess letter Va is to be meditated upon as though consisting of three. So, యద్యపి ఏకాక్షరం ఏవ వకారః త్రయక్షరాత్ త్రయక్షరాత్వేన ఉపాస్య. అండ్ దర్ ఫోర్ వి గెట్ 8 ఆత్మ సంమితం గ్రూప్ అండ్ సో ఇట్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ ఆత్మ సంమిత ఉపాసన. దిస్ ఇస్ ది ఎసెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద మంత్రాస్. ద ఉపనిషత్ గివ్స్ ఆల్ ది డీటెయిల్స్, టేక్ దిస్ అండ్ యాడ్ దిస్ ఎట్సెట్రా. దిస్ ఈస్ ఆత్మ సంమిత ఉపాసన. అండ్ వాట్ ఇస్ ద ఫలం ఆఫ్ దిస్ ఉపాసన? ద ఉపనిషత్ సేస్ అతి మృత్యు, గోయింగ్ బియాండ్ మార్టాలిటీ, మృత్యు అతిక్రమ, మృత్యు తరణం, అమృతత్వ ప్రాప్తి, ఆల్ దాట్. అఫ్ కోర్స్ వీ షుడ్ అండర్స్టాండ్ ది ఉపాసన విల్ నాట్ గివ్ డైరెక్ట్లీ ఇమ్మార్టాలిటీ, బట్ పరంపరయ చిత్తశుద్ధి, చిత్త ఏకాగ్రత, గురు ప్రాప్తి, అప్పుడు జ్ఞానప్రాప్తి, అప్పుడు జ్ఞానప్రాప్తి ద్వారా మృత్యుం అతిక్రామతి. అండ్ ఫార్ దిస్ ద ఉపనిషత్స్ it gives an interesting logic also. It says Surya Bhagavan is indicated by the number 21, it seems, because it is said that 12 months, 5 seasons and the 3 lokas added together becomes 20, 12 plus 5 plus 3. And how 5 seasons? We have seen this before. Vasantam, Grishma, Varsha, Sharat, Hemantam and Shishira. Pre-winter and winter together is considered as one. So, then Surya is above these 20 and so is given the number 21, who is supposed to be a representative of Mrityu. Why? Surya indicates kalam. We measure our time based on Surya and Chandra. Uttarayanam, Dakshinayanam, day, night, they are represented by Surya. And in this upasana, how many letters were taken? 7 bhaktis, 22 letters. Since the upasaka has done an upasana of 22 letters, which is beyond with one of mrityu, he has thus crossed over mrityu. This is the Vedic logic. therefore asya upasanasya phalam mrityu tarana. Therefore this upasana gets another name ati mrityu upasana, and the another name is atma sammita upasana. Swamiji Paramarthananda gives another logic. Here we divide the letters into samam, and samam always indicates brahman. Nirdosham hi samam brahma tasmad brahmani te sthitaha. Always in Vedanta, sama indicates Brahman, who alone is uniform, whereas we are all vishama, which indicates anatma. So anatmani samatvam nasti, sthula sharire samatvam na, sukshma sharire samatvam na, karana sharire samatvam na. Kutra samatvam vartate, kshetrajnam chapi mam viddhi samam sarveshu bhuteshu tishtantam. So in this upasana, we divide things into sama, and therefore he attains samam brahma, which is immortality. Anyway, atimrityo. And here the last two words are repeated, sama upaste, sama upaste, to conclude the saptavidha sama upasana. It is repeated. So we had three sections of saptavidha sama upasana, sections 8, 9 and 10. Now on, the Upanishad will go back to Panchavidha Sama Upasana. From section 11 onwards, we will read. Ekadasha Khandaha Manohinkaraha Vak Prastavaha Chakshurudgitaha Shrotram Pratiharaha Prano Nidhanam Etad Gayatram Praneshu Protham Sayevam Etad Gayatram Praneshu Protham Veda Prani Bhavati Sarvamayureti Jyog Jivati Mahan Prajaya Pashubir Bhavati Mahan Kirtya Mahamanasyat Tadvratham. From this 11th section up to 21st section, we will get Pancha Vida Sama Upasana or Pancha Bhakti Sama Upasana. What is done is what? Various topics are taken, and in each topic, five factors are mentioned, which are meditated upon these five bhaktis. Note, this is the pattern, because it is all ditto. We will not repeat all of them. Remember the five bhaktis. What are the five bhaktis? Hinkara, Prastava, Udgita, Pratihara and Nidana. The only difference is each one is given a particular name also. Previously in Pancha Upasana, no name was given. In addition, one vratam also is given for the upasaka. One should observe the vratam if one practices this upasana. As was seen in Bhrigavalli of Taittiriya Upanishad, there we have seen annam na nindyad tad vratam, annam na parichakshita tad vratam, annam bahukurvita tad vratam. So each upasana will be associated with a vratam and a name. Now, the first upasana is what? Gayatra Sama Upasana. It is an arbitrary name with no connection to Gayatri Mantra or anything. The topic is Prana Vishayaha, and the Prana is our organs, represents our organs, our Indriyas. And what are the Pancha Pranas taken here? They are Manaha, mind, Vak, speech, Chakshuhu, eyes, Shrotram, ears, and Prana, the Pancha Pranas, vital physiological system. So these five faculties are meditated upon the five bhaktis respectively, which is Prana Vishaya Gayatra Sama Upasana. And what is the phalam? Since it is Prana Vishaya Upasana, he will become Prani Bhavati. All his faculties will work very well, the mind, the eyes, the ears, longevity, all of them. And in addition to all these, certain other phalams are also said, common to all upasanas. What are they? Sarvam Ayureti, he will get long life. Jyog Jivati, leads a glorious life. Don't merely add years to your life, but add life to your years, Jyog, gloriously. Mahan Bhavati, becomes great. Prajaya Pashubihi, then Mahan Kirtya, he will become great in fame. And this will be repeated in every following section. So the special palam is Prani Bhavati. And the vratam is prescribed, which is Mahamanaha Syat. He should be a large-hearted person, generous person, charitable person, considerate person. Let us continue with the 12th section, Dvadasha Khandaha. అభిమంతతి సహింకారః ధూమో జాయతే సప్రస్తావః జ్వలతి స ఉద్గీతః అంగారా భవంతి సప్రతిహారః ఉపశామ్యతి తన్నిధనగుం సగుం శామ్యతి తన్నిధనం ఏతద్రతంతరం అగ్నౌ ప్రోథం సయ ఏవ ఏతద్రతంతరం అగ్నౌ ప్రోథం వేద బ్రహ్మవచ్చస్యాన్నాదో భవతి సర్వమాయురేతి జ్యోగ్జీవతి మహాన్ ప్రజయా పశుభిర్భవతి మహాన్ కీర్త్యా న ప్రత్యంగగ్నిమాచామ ప్రత్యంగగ్నిమాచామేత్ ననిష్టివేత్ తద్వ్రతం. హియర్ ఆల్సో పంచవిధ సామ ఉపాసన ఇస్ గివన్. అనదర్ టాపిక్ నేమ్లీ రథంతర సామ ఉపాసన. ఫైవ్ స్టేజెస్ ఆఫ్ అగ్ని ఆర్ టేకన్. వాట్ ఆర్ దే? అభిమంతతి, ద చర్నింగ్ ఆఫ్ ద వుడ్ టు ప్రొడ్యూస్ ఫైర్. దిస్ వాజ్ ది మెథడ్ యూస్ ది ఎర్లియర్, ద మెథడ్ ఆఫ్ ఫ్రిక్షన్. దెన్ భో జాయతే, ది అరైవల్ ఆఫ్ స్మోక్. ధూమో, ధూమో జాయతే, అరైవల్ ఆఫ్ స్మోక్. దర్ ఇస్ అ సెకండ్ థింగ్. దెన్ జ్వలతి, ది కమింగ్ ఆఫ్ ఫ్లేమ్స్. దర్ ఇస్ అ థర్డ్. దెన్ అంగారాహ భవంతి, వెన్ ద ఫ్లేమ్స్ గెట్ అసోసియేటెడ్ విత్ ద ఆబ్లేషన్స్, ఆహుతి, ఇట్ బికమ్స్ అంగారాహ, ఎంబర్స్, యు నో ఇన్ తమిళ్ వి కాన్ ఇట్ కనల్. దెన్ ఉపశామ్యతి, సబ్సైడింగ్, ఇట్ ఈస్ రిపీటెడ్ ట్వైస్, ఉపశామ్యతి సంశమయ సంశామ్యతి, బోత్ మీన్స్ సేమ్, ఇట్ సబ్సైడ్స్, ఇట్ కంప్లీట్లీ సబ్సైడ్స్, దట్స్ వాట్ ఇట్ మీన్స్. దీస్ ఆర్ ది ఫైవ్ స్టేజెస్. సో చర్నింగ్, స్మోకింగ్, ఫ్లేమింగ్, అంబరింగ్, సబ్సైడింగ్. So these five stages have to be seen on the five bhaktis respectively. And what is the palam? Brahma varchasi annadaha. He will have brahma varchasas, the glowing, magnetic, very resplendent personality. It cannot be cancelled, translated. Brahma varchas cannot be translated. Here brahma means veda, veda varchas means effulgence. One who leads a vedic life will have such a personality. That glow born out of that life is brahma varchas. In the Samidhadhana Mantra, we say, what we say? Medhavi Bhuyasam, Tejasvi Bhuyasam, Varchasvi Bhuyasam, Brahma Varchasvi Bhuyasam, Ayushman Bhuyasam, Annado Bhuyasam, Swasti Bhuyasam. So, add Annado Bhavati. He will be a good eater also, not a glutton. He will be a healthy person. Good eating is a sign of digestion, sign of health. This is the special palam. Other palams are common, namely sarvamayureti, jogjivati and all that. And what is the special vratam here? Pratyang agnim na achamet. One should not do achamanam facing fire. Pratyang agnim na achamet. Facing fire one should not do achamanam. Na nishtived, should not spit facing the fire. These are the vratams for the ratantara sama upasakasya vratam. Continuing, 13th section, Trayodasha Khandaha. Upamantrayate sahinkaraha, nyapayate sa prastavaha, striyasaha, shete sa udgitaha, pratistrim saha shete sa pratiharaha, kalam gachati tan nidhanam, param gachati tan nidhanam, etad vamadevyam mithune protam, saya eva metad vamadevyam mithune protam veda, mithuni bhavati, mithunan mithunat prajayate, sarvamayureti, jogjivati, mahan prajaya, pashubir bhavati, mahan kirtya, na kanchana parihareti, కాంచన పరిహరేత్ తద్వ్రతం. హియర్ వి గెట్ అనదర్ ఉపాసన, నేమ్లీ వామదేవ్య సామ ఉపాసన. హియర్ ద సబ్జెక్ట్ మ్యాటర్ ఈస్ మైథున, స్త్రీ పురుష సంయోగ, కాంజుగల్ యూనియన్ బిట్వీన్ మ్యాన్ అండ్ ఉమెన్. దట్ మీన్స్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈస్ డివనైజ్డ్ ఇన్క్లూడింగ్ కాంజుగల్ యూనియన్ ఆల్సో. సో దట్ ఈస్ ఆల్సో టేకన్ ఫర్ ఉపాసన. హియర్ ద ఫైవ్ స్టేజెస్ ఆర్ టేకన్. ఉపమంత్రణం, మ్యూచువల్ అక్సెప్టెన్స్ ఆన్ ది పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ హస్బెండ్ అండ్ వైఫ్. దెన్ జ్ఞపయతే, మ్యూచువలీ బీయింగ్ హ్యాపీ. శంకరాచార్య రైట్స్ తోషయతి, తోషణం. స్త్రియా సహాసేతే, ది హస్బెండ్ అప్రోచింగ్ ద వైఫ్. ప్రతి స్త్రీం సహాసేతే, ద వైఫ్ అప్రోచింగ్ ద హస్బెండ్. కాలం గచ్చతి, పారం గచ్చతి, ది ఎండ్ ఆఫ్ ద యూనియన్. సంయోగ అవసానం. సో ఇన్ డ్యూ కోర్స్, And here also, these five stages should be seen upon the Pancha Bhakti respectively. And what is the palam? Mithuni bhavati mithunat mithunat prajayate. There will be good relationship. They will be together. And prajayate, they will have children. These are all special palams. Others are same. Sarvamayureti, jogjivati, all those. Now, the vratam also is prescribed. What is that? Na kanchana parihareth. One should not reject one's wife. Pratiharaha means rejection. This is the vratam for Vama Deva Sama Upasana. Chaturdasha Kandaha. Udyanghinkaraha, Udita Prastavaha, Madhyandina Udgitaha, Uparanna Pratiha, Aparanna Pratiharaha, Astamyan Nidhanam, Yetat Brihadaditya Protam, Saya Eva Metat Brihate, Aditya Protam Veda, Tejasvyannato Bhavati, Sarvamayureti, Jyogjivati, Mahan Prajaya Pashubir Bhavati, Mahan Kirtya, Tapantam Nanindet, Tadvratam. The next one is Brihat Samu Upasana. And the subject matter is Adityaha, Suryaha. Here also five stages are taken, namely Udhyan, the rising sun. Then Uditaha, risen sun, the one that is also the fully visible sun. Then Madhyandinam, midday sun. Aparannaha, afternoon sun. Annaha means day, aparaha means later. And Astamyan, yangachan, the setting sun. So these five stages of sun should be meditated upon the five bhaktis. And the palam is what? Tejasvi annado bhavati. This upasaka also will become tejasvi. We have seen annado earlier. And the rest are repetition of the previous sections. Anyway. So what is the vratam? Tapantam na nindet. When the sun is blazing, never do ninda. When the sun is blazing, don't say, oh, it is terrible, it is horrible, unbearable, all that. Because by the grace of the sun alone, everything goes on. So, never criticize the sun. So, tapantam suryam na nindet. Panchadasha kandaha. Abrani samplavante sahinkaraham. Mego jayate saprastavaha. Varshadisa udgitaham. Vidyotate stanayati sapratiharaham. Udgrannati tan nidhanam yetadvai rupam parjanye protam saya eva metadvai rupam parjanye protam veda virupagamscha surupagamscha pashunavarundhe sarvamayureti jogjivati mahan prajaya pashubir bhavati mahan kirtya varshantamana nindet tadvratam. This upasana is called Vairupa Sama Upasana. Vairupam. Subject matter is here rain, Varshaha, or Parjanyaha. And what are the five stages? Abhrani Samplavante. The stray floating clouds, the clouds which are floating. Abhram means cloud. It is only stray cloud. It has not become fully rain bearing cloud yet. That is the first stage. Then Megaha Jayate. That cloud that has become rain-bearing clouds next. Dark clouds about to rain. Then Varshati, the pouring down, the raining. And then Vidyotate, lightning. And Stanayati, thunder. Both together should be taken. Vidyotate and Stanayati. And Udgrinnati, the rain stops. Literally withdrawal of the rains. So these five should be meditated upon the bhaktis. And what is the palam? The palam is very peculiar. Pashuna varunde. No connection with upasana at all. One will get plenty of animals, pets. What type of pets? Virupan, of varieties. Vividhani, rupani, heshamte. Then surupani, shobanam rupam, beautiful, gentle ones. So in addition, sarvamayureti, jogjivati as before. And what is the vratam? Varshantam na nindet. Never criticize the rains also. Shodasha kandaha. Vasantohinkaraha. Krishma prastavaha. Varsha udgitaha. Sharat pratiharaha. Hemanto nidhanam. Yetad vairajam. Rutushu protham. Saya eva metad vairajam. ఋతుశుప్రోతం వేద విరాజతి ప్రజయా పశుభిర్బ్రహ్మవర్చసేన సర్వమాయురేతి జ్యోగ్ జీవతి మహాన్ ప్రజయా పశుభిర్భవతి మహాన్ కీర్త్యా ఋతూన్ నిందేత్ తద్వ్రతం. దిస్ ఉపాసన ఇస్ కాల్డ్ వైరాజ సామ ఉపాసన. ఇట్ ఈస్ కనెక్టెడ్ విత్ ద సీసన్స్ ఋతుస్. ఫైవ్ సీసన్స్ ఆర్ టేకన్: వసంత స్ప్రింగ్, గ్రీష్మ సమ్మర్, వర్ష రెయిన్స్, శరత్ ఆటమ్ అండ్ హేమంత వింటర్. ఇన్క్లూడ్స్ శిశిరం ఆల్సో. సో దే ఆర్ మెడిటేటెడ్ అపాన్ ది ఫైవ్ భక్తీస్. అండ్ వాట్ ఇస్ ద ఫలం? నథింగ్ న్యూ హియర్. ఇట్ ఈస్ విరాజతి, హీ షైన్స్ విత్ ప్రజయా పశుభి బ్రహ్మవర్చసేన, హీ విల్ బి ప్రాస్పరస్. సో ఎవ్రీ సీజన్ విల్ బ్లెస్ హిమ్ విత్ వాట్ ఎవర్ ఇట్ హ్యాస్ టు గివ్. అండ్ వాట్ ఇస్ ద వ్రతం ఫార్ ది వైరాజ సామ ఉపాసక? ఋతూన్ న నిందేద్. One should never criticize the seasons. Respect and appreciate everything as it comes. Divinization of everything in life is what is given. Nothing is inferior, so should be looked down upon. So sarvam samanyam jagate. So that's what one should do. Sarvam samamayam jagate is what is the upasana about. Saptadasha khandaha prithivihinkaraha antariksham prastavaha ద్యౌరుద్గీత దిశ ప్రతిహార సముద్రో నిధనం ఏతాశక్వర్యో లోకేషు ప్రోత సయ ఏవమేతాశక్వర్య లోకేషు ప్రోత వేద లోకీభవతి సర్వమాయురేతి జ్యోగ్ జీవతి మహాన్ ప్రజయా పశుభిర్భవతి మహాన్ కీర్త్యా లోకాన్న నిందేత్ తద్వ్రతం. దిస్ ఉపాసన ఇస్ కాల్డ్ శక్వరీ సామ ఉపాసన. This deals with the lokas. So, loka vishayam shakvari sama upasana. And the lokas are mentioned here. Prithivi means bhuloka, antariksham bhuvar loka, dyauhu suvar loka, dishaha the quarters. They are mentioned to indicate all the lokas, and samudram the ocean. So, these five have to be meditated upon the five bhaktis respectively. And what is the phalam? Loki bhavati. He can get all the lokas. He can enjoy the pleasures of all lokas. And rest of the palam as mentioned earlier. And what is the special vratam here? Lokan na nindet tat vratam. One should not condemn the lokas. This is the vratam for the Shakvari Sama Upasaka. Ashtadasha kandaha Ajahinkaraha Avayaprastavaha Gava Udgitaha Ashwapratiharaha Purusho Nidhanam ఏతారేవత్య పశుషుప్రోతాః సయ ఏవమేతారేవత్యః పశుషుప్రోతా వేద పశుమాన్ భవతి సర్వమాయురేతి జ్యోగ్ జీవతి మహాన్ ప్రజయా పశుభిర్భవతి మహాన్ కీర్త్యా పశూన్న నిందేత్ తద్వ్రతం. దిస్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ రేవతీ సామ ఉపాసన. అండ్ దిస్ డీల్స్ విత్ పశు ది అనిమల్స్. దట్ ఈస్ పశు విషయ రేవతీ సామ ఉపాసన. And what are the animals taken here? The popular pets. Ajaha, the goats. Avayaha, the sheep. Gavaha means the cows. And Ashwaha, horses. Purushaha, humans. We have already seen this earlier also. So we also belong to animal group only. Social animal. Domesticated social animal. If one does not bring up children properly, that child will be a wild child. Otherwise, it will be a cultured child. So one who does this upasana, what palam he gets? Pashuman bhavati. He will get plenty of animals. Indicating wealth, along with other palams also, as said earlier. And the special vratam is Pashun na nindet. Never criticize the or look down upon the animals. Everything should be respected is the essence of the whole chapter. Eko na vimsha khandaha Lomahinkaraha Tvak prastavaha Magumsamudgitaha Asti pratiharaha Majja nidhanam ఏతద్ యజ్ఞ యజ్ఞీయమంగేషు ప్రోతం సయ ఏవమేతద్ యజ్ఞ యజ్ఞీయం అంగేషు ప్రోతం వేద అంగీభవతి నాంగేన విహూర్చతి సర్వమాయురేతి జ్యోగ్ జీవతి మహాన్ ప్రజయా పశుభిర్భవతి మహాన్ కీర్త్యాం సంవత్సరం మజ్ఞో న అశ్నీయాత్ తద్వ్రతం మజ్ఞో నాశ్నీయాదితి వా. సో దిస్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ యజ్ఞ యజ్ఞీయ Sama Upasana, dealing with the limbs of the body. Yajna Yajna Sama Upasana, not Yajna Yajna. So, Sharira Anga Vishaya. And what are the Angas taken here? Lomaha. Lomaha means the hair of the body. We have seen that hair, different names are given in different places. Hair on head is called Keshaha, on the face is called Smashru. We have seen this earlier. And Tvak means skin, Mamsam means flesh, Asthi bone, Majja bone marrow. These five limbs of the body should be meditated upon, the five bhaktis. And from this it is clear that we don't look down upon the body also. It should be respected. What is condemned is pampering of the body, thinking it is eternal. This is Yajna Yajniya Sama Upasana. And what is the phalam? It is one will have all the angas intact, will have a healthy body, whole body. He will not be crippled in any limb. So he will be Angi Bhavati, along with all other phalams. And what is the vratam? One should not eat meat. The Upanishad says one should not eat, eat marrow. Shankaracharya writes, one should not eat all types of non-vegetarian products. How long? The Upanishad first says samvatsaram, for 1 year. Then it says atava na ashniyat, one should not eat at all through the life. Because if you say lifelong initially itself to an addict, it will be very difficult for him. Therefore, first tell him, you drop smoking, drinking for 1 day at a time. And then if it is done every time, it will become a lifelong. So, not eating meat, etc. is the vratam for this upasana. So, this we will stop here. We will continue in the next webinar. Yo vedadau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya prakritilinasya yaparasa maheshwaraha. Sri Krishna arpanamastu. Narayana.